Eight Democrats vying for their party's nomination for governor shared the stage at their first televised debate Monday. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the large group of candidates struggled to distinguish themselves from each other in just 1 hour of debate.
The candidates were limited to 90-second opening statements and 45-second answers to each question. Afterward, they said it was hardly enough time for a substantive policy debate.
Everyone's saying the same thing, so it's very hard for voters to determine who and why they should support an individual.
Former Montgomery County Councilmember Valerie Irvin joined the race as a gubernatorial candidate just last week after her running mate, Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, died suddenly. This is her first real chance to introduce herself to voters as the top of the ticket, and she said she had hoped it would be more of a real debate with time to rebut her opponents.
We have eight people running, 5 weeks to go. It's very hard to determine why you would choose any one of us as candidates, and I think that these debates aren't actually set up to do that.
The candidates were asked about education, transit, the economy, policing, and gerrymandering. On the surface, each seemed to have similar positions. For example, WBAL's Jane Miller asked whether the candidates would replace the canceled Red Line light rail with something comparable. Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker.
So I would come out in favor and push for, at our federal level, the Red Line coming back. In addition to that, I look at our transit inside Baltimore City so we can make sure, working with the mayor, that we can get people to the job centers from where they are.
Baltimore Attorney Jim Shea said that, yes, Maryland needs the Red Line, but the federal funding the project was expecting is no longer available under the Trump administration.
In addition to pursuing that, we need alternatives. Bus rapid transit, extending the metro.
Entrepreneur Alec Ross echoed those calls.
As governor, I will make bold efforts to take our absolutely pathetic, horrendous, god-awful public transportation system in this region and bring it into the 21st century.
The candidates almost unanimously backed increasing school funding. On gerrymandering, Shea Baker and former NAACP leader Ben Jealous called for a fair and bipartisan process, but also said Maryland shouldn't change its system before other states. State Senator Richard Mattolino called for greater state involvement in Baltimore City policing and violence prevention.
The state needs to re-engage the way it did, frankly, during the O'Malley administration. When you outlined the 1,000 murders that have occurred over the last 3 years, well, that was also since Governor Hogan has pulled back its involvement, the state's involvement with crime fighting in the state of Maryland.
Baker later echoed that suggestion. To be sure, many of their policies start to differ when you get into the details. But there was no time for that, so they differentiated themselves on the basis of their experiences. Mattolino said afterward that he tried to show how he is informed by 15 years in the General Assembly.
When you listen to the questions, you saw me answer questions with specifics. Like that first question on education, it was a very specific thing about tutoring, as opposed to platitudes about education policy.
During the debate, answers frequently started with a candidate's background. The first question was about education.
As somebody who's run the second largest jurisdiction in the state and the second largest school system.
I served on the Board of Education before I became a county council member in Montgomery County, where I served two terms.
If you want to fully fund education in Maryland, elect somebody to be governor who's a former sixth grade teacher in West Baltimore.
That was Baker, Irvin, and Ross. Today's debate is the first of five scheduled before the June 26th primary. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.